Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Frans Even. I'm from Luxembourg, and I work for the Ministry of the Economy in the General Directorate for Tourism. We are, among other missions, of course, responsible for promoting tourism, developing new strategies, and together with our partners, we, of course, strive to make Luxembourg a destination for all. First of all, let me introduce you to Luxembourg. We are not only the only Grand Duchy in the world, but we are also located in the heart of Western Europe between Belgium, France, and Germany. As a nation, we are proud to be open, dynamic, and reliable, and these are values that are rooted within us. The 1,000-year-old capital, Luxembourg, is a multicultural city and seat of many European institutions. Nowhere else in Europe you will find such an outstanding mixture of historic sites and contemporary architecture. The lively and bustling capital has many great tourist attractions to visit, such as UNESCO World Heritage monuments and numerous museums, theatres and concert halls. The country is also home to an array of different landscapes. These include the dense woodlands and valleys of the Eisleck in the north of the country, also the bizarre and incredible popular rock formations in the Müllertal region. We also have the region of the Red Rocks in the south of the country with its former mining landscapes, and of course the vineyards of the Mosel region and the enchanted meadow landscapes in the Gutland region. What to do in Luxembourg? As you can see, the Grand Duchy, not only on the landscape aspect, has a lot to offer, but also what you can experience. And just like our society, the culture and art of Luxembourg are diverse and incredibly multicultural. We have numerous exhibitions and museums, fabulous architecture, and more than 50 castles and fortifications, which makes our country somewhat of a fairyland destination. It is not only during the daytime that Luxembourg offers beautiful experiences and enjoyable discoveries. In the evening, too, you are well taken care of and there will be plenty of things to do. You will find a wide choice of restaurants and bars, and quite a few of them have Michelin stars. With 12 Michelin stars spread over 13 restaurants, Luxembourg is the country with the most stars per person in the world. We also have enchanting and fascinating natural landscapes, which are great for hiking, cycling, and family tours. And there are, of course, many sports and leisure activities you can do in Luxembourg, such as horseback riding or water activities. We are an extremely child-friendly country, and we will spare nothing to ensure that children are well taken care of and have a good time while visiting. In every corner of the country, you'll find a large number of places and activities devoted to children and to families to keep them happy. And of course, Luxembourg is on the way to try and become a destination for all. We, of course, have a lot to offer, but the question is, what makes Luxembourg a destination for all? Why are we at the very forefront of tourism for all? In the next couple of minutes, I would like to introduce you to the 7 interdependent success factors that help Luxembourg to becoming a destination for all, where all visitors with their different needs are welcome and can enjoy positive quality experiences. Of course, a very important factor is the commitment of our decision makers. In 2013, Luxembourg is the first country to introduce the systematic implementation of the concept of design for all in its coalition agreement. And that is something we are very proud of. To ensure the successful implementation in the tourism sector, the Secretary of State for the Economy, Ms. Francine Klosner, is responsible for the coordination of this ambitious project. Furthermore, important stakeholders consisting of political representatives, regional and national tourism boards, the tourism industry, and disability rights organizations have developed a national concept, including an inspection and improvement plan. A destination for all, as you all know, can hardly be achieved overnight. It's a continuous process, and all the different partners must work hand in hand. To coordinate all the different activities and to provide impulses for the Tourism for All Action Group, we set up this group in 2015 by the Ministry of Economy, and it comprises, again, leading tourism stakeholders, regional and national tourism boards, the tourism industry, and InfoHandicap. And this action group has numerous activities, and this includes, for instance, a vocational study trip to best practice examples in Luxembourg and beyond the border to see what offers are out there that could inspire us to be better at what we do. And together in the action group, we develop new ideas and constantly try to improve the tourism for all in Luxembourg. The success of Tourism for All in Luxembourg, of course, depends on the enthusiasm and dynamism of many different stakeholders on many different levels. A destination for all is obviously a very complex issue that requires great expertise from the destination management in Luxembourg. And of course, the transfer of knowledge within the destination area is easier in a network that is well established and that works well together. And since the very first workshop, the group has continued on an ongoing basis and undertakes a wide range of activities to implement and further develop Tourism for All. Sharing know-how and experience, expanding the network is an important part of their work. Together, it is, of course, as we know, very much easier to promote Tourism for All and to find new partners and to enhance a collaboration across the sector. The strategic framework Tourism 22 sets the course for the tourism sector and formulates also the way in which Luxembourg wants to position itself as a quality and diversified tourist destination over the next years. The vision for 2022 is, of course, the result of a joint reflection initiated by Francine Klausner, the Secretary of State for the Economy, and led by the Director General Tourism of the Ministry of Economy, in collaboration, of course, with its partners. The document sets out the common foundations on which the different actors and branches of the tourism sector can rely on when developing their respective strategies. Inspired by the different actors, this framework extends over the period of 5 years, from which the Ministry of Economy has also provided funding. And of course, Design for All is part of this strategy. Luxembourg looks at Tourism for All in its entity, and of course, this includes the whole service chain of tourism. The regional tourist boards, for instance, work very closely with service providers. And of course, Tourism for All is not just about buildings and infrastructure. Service is just as important. Therefore, the staff team of destination management and the service providers have an in-depth understanding of the needs and demands of the guests that come to visit us. They have all undergone training to ensure the quality of their services. In addition, the regional tourism boards invite their service providers to information events where service providers can learn from the best practice examples and from experience of external experts. The Ministry of Economy has also published a guide for service providers which people can use as a reference document if they need any guidelines. And of course, the optimization of resources for tourism professionals and service providers is also incredibly important, and they are main contacts to ask for help and information about Design for All. First of all, we have ADAPT, which is a national competence center for accessibility of buildings, and the consulting office for Design for All. Secondly, Info Handicap, which is a disability information and has, among other tasks, to support accessible tourism and also assigns the label Eure Welcome. And third, it's the Ministry of the Economy, which is a main point of contact for financial questions, funding programs, and strategic questions. Of course, the Eure Welcome label is a national accessibility label in Luxembourg and beyond. It is awarded to service providers who offer efficient infrastructures which are tailored to all. This includes events, it includes cultural infrastructures, museums, hotels, and swimming pools, for instance. And the infrastructures which bear this label ensure top quality service and must fulfill multiple criteria, including, for instance, a parking space for disabled people, a certain width of the doors, and easy access to the building without steps. And of course, more detailed information can be found on the Eure Welcome website. This label is used consistently to promote accessible tourist sites in Luxembourg, and it is used in marketing activities. This is, for instance, an example on how Visit Luxembourg, so the main website where you find information on Luxembourg, shows you, if you see the Eure Welcome label, it clearly indicates that the services of this infrastructure, event, or cultural infrastructure are suitable for all visitors. Eurewelcome.lu is a website dedicated on the topic for Tourism for All in Luxembourg, where you can find all the information if you want to organize a trip to our country and need advanced information on how accessible certain structures are. Through this, I hope I could show you how the 7 interdependent factors help Luxembourg on its road to becoming a destination for all. And I know all this was quite theoretic, so I would like to use the remaining time to illustrate the concept within 6 practical examples from our regions. The capital, Luxembourg City, is continuously improving its accessibility, obviously bearing in mind it's a capital that is very old, has a lot of history, so we also face some challenges on how making such a historic capital accessible. You can, for instance, experience the capital during a 2-hour-long guided walking tour called City Promenade, which shows you the most beautiful tourist attractions of the city centre, for instance, the Old Town, the fortifications. And the tour is also suitable for mobility-impaired guests. And to explore the picturesque lower parts of the city, the Luxembourg City Tourist Office can offer tailor-made tours, which are also suitable for mobility-impaired visitors. We now also have a new panoramic glass elevator, which connects 2 parts of the city, featuring sweeping views for pedestrians, and it is free of charge. I can also, of course, recommend the wonderful and you're welcome certified museums in the capital. And then as we move outside of the capital to the region called Gutland, which embraces everything around Luxembourg City. An incredibly interesting project is the tower and surrounding walls of the medieval castle in Usseldange. It is incredibly impressive, and it is a trail for partially sighted visitors and was developed as a pilot project under the patronage of the UNESCO. The trail leads around the castle and inside the tower and presents local culture in 20 stages. Partially sighted visitors, for instance, are offered the opportunity to feel, hear, and really touch history. The cultural itinerary also aims to present local wildlife and integrates an aromatic herb garden to encourage visitors to discover the great variety of local plants and herbs. And on the Mosel region, which is our winemaking region, we have another innovative and brand new project, which is called the Pst Lauschtouren Misler Land. It is an innovative audio guide, and you can, in a way, translate the title to eavesdropping on the Mosel. It is a free app for a smartphone, and once you have downloaded the audio guide, it is possible to discover the Mosel region in a completely new way. So thanks to GPS, everything works automatically so that you can enjoy the experience on site. It is, of course, journalistically researched and imaginatively produced, and these audio tours lead through historic cities, locations, in the middle of nature and across rivers. Short stories will tell you about the special places on the Mosel region, and they have also integrated sound bites to create a more personal and authentic listening experience. And as for many things in Luxembourg, it is, of course, available in 4 languages. And it is also accessible to everyone in the sense that you can listen to them on your phone. So people with a hearing impairment can also read a text. And for visitors with a mobility impairment, I can recommend the Misler Ship Audio Tour, which is a boat that is fully accessible and you are welcome certified, where visitors can see the sites that are mentioned on the audio tours. And a very historic Luxembourgish region is the Red Rock region. And there we have the Escher Deere Park, which is an accessible animal park in the south in Esch-sur-Alzette. And it offers 3 tree houses, and one of the 3 guest houses is also barrier-free. So it is a combination of accommodation, nature, adventure, comfort and safety, which is great for families. And then in the very north of the country, we have the region called Aislik. And here, the motto in the Park Sinnesreich is see, hear, touch, smell, and taste. So this attraction is all about the 5 senses and exploring them. It is an educational leisure center that opened only last year, so it is brand new. And it is part of the Lulja Gart, which is a registered workshop which provides valuable and respectful employment for people with intellectual disabilities. And obviously, it also created jobs in the rural area. It has an exhibit which is called Room of the Five Senses, and that proposes different stations boasting several activities that playfully teach the children how their senses work. And it is, of course, also suited for families and larger groups. The whole indoor and outdoor premises are suited for people in wheelchairs and, of course, any other visitors, women with prams, for instance. And there's dedicated parking spots for people with disabilities in front of the main entrance. And this attraction is also certified with the Euro Welcome label. And then lastly, we have the Müllertal region. The Müllertal region is famous for hiking in Luxembourg and also has an internationally known hiking trail. Here you can see the beautifully restored 17th century grain mill called Heringer Millen, which also has a lot to offer for tourism. On the one hand, it is a mill museum, so you can still see a large mill wheel which still works. And it also has the Best of Hiking Test Center, where you can hire hiking equipment, and there is an old wood-fired stone stove where mill bread is still baked today. The building also houses a tourist information center, a restaurant, a terrace, and a granary on the first floor, which is ideal for conferences and meetings in the countryside. And in addition, of course, there's virtual tours through the rocky region of Luxembourg, Switzerland, which the Müllertal region is known for due to its geological formations. So visitors with limited mobility can get an impression of the sandstone formations without necessarily being able to go on site. But as you can see, experience the beautiful Müllertal region life, of course. Close to the tourist center, there is a 1.7-kilometer long hiking trail for mobility impaired visitors, young families with a pushchair, or older visitors with a walker. And I thank you very much for your attention, and these are all our partners that will help you to plan your next trip to Luxembourg and give you the necessary information. Thank you very much.